Have you ever heard of John Gigliardi? It may surprise you to learn that he won more college football games than any other coach in American history. He spent 60 years coaching football at St. John's University in Minnesota. He won 489 games in his career, a 77% win-loss record. But what is most surprising was his coaching style. He called it winning by no. There was no tackling in practice, no playbook, no required conditioning or strength training, no yelling or whistles during practice. All that he required was that each player play at the level he would want his teammates to play how you would want others to play, to treat others the way you want to be treated. Can you imagine that? Well, what about you? Do you treat others the way you want to be treated? This meditation from Matthew chapter 7 is a reflection of the golden rule, a principle of treating others as you want to be treated, doing unto others, treating unto others, responding unto others. Rest here as you become aware of others. Move deeper now into this meditation by becoming increasingly mindful and aware of how others treat you, and aware of how you treat others. Without effort, allow your breathing to ease, your heart rate to slow, and your eyes to close. Drift into this moment by first centering on how you are treated by the Heavenly Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Resting now in this moment of awareness, listen and respond to Luke chapter 6. And as I lead us, answer, Heavenly Father, guide me to treat others as you treat me. And may the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. Be merciful, just as your Heavenly Father is merciful. And Heavenly Father, guide me to treat others as you treat me. Be compassionate, just as your Heavenly Father is compassionate. And Heavenly Father, guide me to treat others as you treat me. And be tender, just as your Heavenly Father is tender. And Heavenly Father, please guide me to treat others as you treat me. Continue on for a moment longer now, your eyes still closed. God is present. The Son is here. Holy Spirit, now come and be aware of their care, their unconditional care. With your eyes still closed, how does it feel caring for someone who doesn't show appreciation to you? Scan your thoughts for a moment. Is your level of care towards someone ever dependent on how they first care for you? Feel no condemnation from your answer, but let this be a time of confession. And likewise, how does it feel when someone surprises you with unexpected care and attention, or when someone answers an unspoken prayer of need in your life? Well, take a moment to begin centering on unconditional care, unqualified attention, and absolute love. Center on God's treatment of you, His unconditional care, attention, love, and treatment. Are your thoughts drifting between generosity and selfishness? Well, that's understandable and quite human, but don't condemn yourself for that. They are only thoughts. But for a moment instead, center back on the generous treatment always shown to you by the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Continue to pause, breathe, and center on treating others with the same divine treatment shown to you. Take this minute and see others around you with the eyes of God. Take this minute to whisper your centering prayer. Heavenly Father, guide me to treat others as you treat me. Show others now the grace you have been shown. Center too on your breathing. Just bring your attention to each breath. Don't control it. Don't control the pace or the rhythm for now. Just notice your breathing. Now breathe in slowly from your belly to a count of five. Hold for a moment, and now breathe out slowly to a count of five. Now once more, breathe in slowly from your belly to a count of five. And now breathe out slowly to a count of five. It may take some practice, but continue breathing slowly in and out to a count of five for this next minute. And center if you can on the word grace. Continue on as you center now on God's message for you in this first of three scripture readings from Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. And we'll begin in the Amplified version. So then, in everything treat others the same way you want them to treat you. For this is the essence of the law and the writings of the prophets. Did any words resonate with you? Well, listen once more and believe in the Holy Spirit transforming your heart to care for others with divine care. So then, in everything treat others the same way you want them to treat you, for this is the essence of the law and the writings of the prophets. Did any ideas seem more fresh or novel or new within this second reading? Well, allow this next minute to be a time of knowing the loving treatment of the Holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Listen once more, but from an expanded passage from the New King James Version. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. How can you apply this passage to your life? Well, for this next minute, return once more to your breathing as you center on showing others the same treatment shown to you. In this third reading, let the scripture become a prayer as you listen from the New Living Translation. If you, sinful people, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? Do to others what you would like them to do to you. This is the essence of all that is taught in the law and by the prophets. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what do you desire most from God at this time? I want to give you this minute for that to be your continued contemplation. And if your mind drifts, just pause, breathe, and return to your heart transforming to care for others. While resting in imaginative contemplation, I want you to stay present in this passage. See yourself listening to Jesus. It's early afternoon. Jesus stands as a silhouette against the shining sun setting into the Sea of Galilee behind him. You squint, watching him as the warm setting sun shines over your face. Sitting in the fresh grass of the hillside, your eyes closed, hearing his voice and feeling his words warm your heart. Feeling his presence shine into your soul. So take this minute now as a time of contemplation to reflect once more on his words to you. So then, my child, in everything, treat others the same way you want them to treat you, for this is the essence of the law. What person comes to mind as you hear Jesus' words whispered to your heart? Well, let that person be your contemplation as you abide in the truth of Christ. Center once more in your breathing. And when you feel ready, slowly open your eyes for opportunities to care. Look for a moment to help someone's soul heal today. Walk down the path as a shepherd, caring for everyone that you encounter, because Christ first cared for you. And for now, let me pray this closing benediction, that you remember always to treat others the same way you want them to treat you. For this is the essence of the law and the writings of the prophets. May you know the care of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the loving treatment of the Holy Father soon, now, and always. Amen.